47. Killian.
This is madness, Killian.
Sonia grumbled.
Why in the name of the Six would Mudamorian soldiers impersonate you to attack Anuk villages? It doesn't make sense. The whole reason we're here is to defend against them, not incite them. Just because it doesn't make sense to us doesn't mean it isn't happening.
And the boy had no reason to lie. Now, he and Sonia were watching the soldiers guarding one of the passes leading through the mountains. Not men of the royal army that he'd brought with him, but men from Rotan. Rowanus men. Dwyer among them.
I'm going to sleep,
Sonia muttered, reaching for her pack.
Wake me when it's my turn.
Leaning against a rock, Killian watched the Rowanus men, wishing he could hear what they were saying. But there was a strong, southerly wind howling across the hills and through the mountains, nearly gale force in intensity. It filled the air with dust, little eddies swirling between the brush and pines, debris catching in the dry creek bed to his right. Lifting his head, he watched the shadows of the clouds race across the moon, running north along the range toward the towering peaks of the northern Liratoris. His skin prickled. Something about the weather feeling off. But he couldn't spare any more thought for it as the Rowanus soldiers had risen. They pissed on their fire to put it out, then mounted their horses and started toward the mountains. Reaching down to shake Sonia's shoulder, he murmured,
"They're on the move."
Alert in an instant, Sonia crawled next to him, both of them peering from behind the rock that was their cover to watch as the group headed down the trail, their path illuminated by moonlight.
"Let's go,"
he muttered. They kept back as they followed the clack, clack of horse hooves against rock as they wove through the treacherous mountain passes, riding for hours and well into Anakastri territory before the group dismounted. Slipping off the side of his horse, Killian left the animal and moved forward on foot, Sonia at his heels. They passed the horses the soldiers had left behind, following the scuff of boots against rock as the men picked their way down a path lined with cactus and boulders, moving onto the dry plains skirting the edge of the desert itself. Ahead, Killian picked out the lights of fires, which, as they moved closer, illuminated a large grouping of tents surrounding a few small stone buildings. A village. Then a scream filled his ears, and a second later, shadows ran between the buildings. Swearing, Killian broke into a run, weapon in hand, bursting into the village a heartbeat later. The Rowanist soldiers were attacking the villagers, cutting down defenseless men and women, blood spraying. "Stand down!" Killian shouted at them, and the men whirled around to stare at him. And that was when he saw the bands tied around their arms. Bands marked with a rough illustration of a black horse. "Lord Calorian," Dwyer blurted out, the villagers taking advantage of their distraction to escape into the darkness.
"What are...
under whose orders are you here?" Killian interrupted, fury coursing through his veins. Because he knew. Dwyer stepped back, lifting his weapon.
"An eye for an eye, sir."
"That's what Lady Rhea says." Lady Rhea, whose false tears and pleas to protect her people had turned him into not a protector, but a murderer.
"Killian?"
Sonia caught hold of his arm.
"We've got company."
Hooves raced toward them. And a heartbeat later, a group of Anuk warriors burst into the village. The boy he'd fought in the ambush at the lead.
"Murderer!"
the boy screamed, pointing a finger at him.
"Kill them!"
The last thing Killian wanted to do was fight the Anuk. But he also had no intention of dying, because that would mean Rhea getting away with what she'd done. So grabbing Sonia's arm, he broke into a run. They tripped and stumbled through the darkness, heading toward the mountain path and their horses. Behind, the screams of Rhea's men filled the air, the Anuk cutting them down before giving pursuit. He and Sonia weren't going to make it. The Anuk were on horseback. and with dawn beginning to light the ground, the riders were giving their mounts their heads.
I'll hold them off.
He pushed Sonia ahead of him.
Get back. Tell the people what Rhea has done. And if they won't listen, ride to Taradel and tell my mother that Rhea's started a war.
That I've started a war.
You go.
Sonia gasped.
You've a better chance of making it back.
He glanced behind, seeing the riders were nearly upon them. An arrow whistled past him, then another, and another. Bending, he picked up a rock and threw it, catching one of the archers in the shoulder hard enough to knock him back. If he could just get to a place where the path narrowed, he might be able to hold them off. Might be able to buy Sonia enough time. An arrow scraped across his shoulder, drawing a hiss of pain from his lips. He bent to pick up another rock and threw it. And when he whirled back around, it was to find 6 riderless horses galloping toward him and Sonia. He dived into her, knocking her between 2 cactuses just as the wild-eyed animals passed, and both of them stumbled to their feet and raced up the steep path, to find Finn holding the reins of their horses at the top of the incline.
What are you doing here?
Killian shouted.
Saving your neck, Lord Calorian.
Finn bowed, then leapt onto the back of his horse and galloped down the trail, Sonia on his heels. Swinging into the saddle, Killian looked back to see the Anuk still trying to get around the loose horses on the narrow path. But as he watched, the Anuk boy met his gaze, lifting one hand to level a finger at Killian. Dread abruptly filled his stomach, sickening and thick as tar, his heart skittering and then plunging into a wild beat of terror. But it had nothing to do with the boy, with the Anuk, or even with Rhea. Lydia. She was in danger, and there was nothing he could do to help her.